You know, so, but that's great to have that negotiation completed. And once again, thank you to the Water Division.
And we've had some special blue plaque presentations
and
recently.
I'm hoping you can help me out with this. You know, Jamie, thank you for the involvement in this amazing program. It is so neat. And the color of that plaque is so identifiable to drive down the street. On the weekend, this past weekend, I think you should have Barb Caudill in and ask her about the blue plaque program. But she does an amazing job. You've got a voice. Your voiceovers on those awards. You've got a voice, I think, that could do you well in radio.
Is that right?
Okay. I think you could.
Thank you for that, sir.
But so that blue plaque award, on a serious note, wow. You know, the 2025, I think the blue plaque this year, there's been a couple, but I was part of the 108 Mornington Street, just a big, beautiful house that used to be the rectory. And you know this well, you could chime in anytime now. Used to be the rectory for St. James Anglican Church, built in 1876, I believe. But, you know, I love to hear the stories about, you know, Tom Patterson, who had this idea that let's start a theater and let's go to council and let's ask council for $100 so I can go to New York City and reach out to Tyrone Guthrie and see what he thinks about this plan. And our council, who is benevolent now, was even more benevolent. They gave him not $100, but $125. And off he went to
get yourself something nice on the way.
Yeah, buy yourself something real nice. And off he goes. Yeah. I don't know if there was a connection at that point with Guthrie, but eventually Guthrie said, yes, I think it's a great idea. I'll entertain the idea of being the director. But his first outreach was, and this brings us back to 108 Mornington, was Guinness, Alex Guinness, who said, yep, I'll do that, and spoke the first lines. I think it's Richard III, the Winter of Discontent. And, you know, the first line is, now is the winter of discontent, made glorious, glorious summer by this son of York. And I'm going, whoa. But Guinness went on, as you know, to continue in theater locally and beyond, but then also in film, you know, the Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yep, and one of the few actors that said, you know what, I want to tie some of my pay back to the royalty piece of that Star Wars trilogy. And wow, my grandchildren are watching. Mary and Claire, she's in love with Harrison Ford at 6 years old. And so, yeah, a big shout out to, the visioning of Tom Patterson, Tyrone Guthrie in our own community, to think that it was going to replace the locomotive industry, which has done a great job in, and then in this case to Guinness and the Blue Plaque Award. So yeah, it's just another thing in Stratford that makes us unique.
Yeah, and on that connection with the blue plaque for Alec Guinness, and then earlier there was the blue plaque for the spot for Timothy Findlay terms of moving forward with the festival and great playwrights and that sort of thing.
I remember visiting Timothy Findlay when he lived out on a farm that we rented some land from years upon years ago, and he was still doing writing and you know, there still is the hall at Stratford Central, now SIS, the Timothy Findlay. I believe that the little stage area there is, but another amazing recognition of an amazing artist and performer here in Stratford.
Yeah, we certainly produce some of the world's finest, without a doubt. And let's spotlight a mock live exercise.
Yeah, and I've shared this a number of times here that we, like all other municipalities across Ontario, we're mandated to have an emergency control group. And we are mandated so that if tragedy hits, an emergency hits, where we can respond and be better able to respond. And thus far in my 15 years, it has been table talk exercises. And one of my, when I came into the role, I said to the then lead of our emergency group, Chief Neil Anderson, Fire Chief Neil Anderson, that was 2023. I said, I would like to do a live because there's something different between a table talk exercise where you talk about it. You might go into different rooms and correspond and send message out. But the live piece, I think it's really important. You know, it's like buying insurance. You don't want to ever use it, but you're glad you have it. And the same with this emergency prepared plan. We are going to do a mock live exercise tomorrow morning. It's in around the Romeo Street, Delamere, Devon area, where there's going to be a mock tornado has hit. It's going to involve all departments from across our city departments, but also outside agencies, paramedics, police, all those agencies, fire, of course, will come together on site, and then there'll be, and our home base for this is up at the Rotary Complex. If we have an emergency, that for our residents and for our team alike will be the Rotary, continue to be the Rotary Complex. And so tomorrow that live event will take place, that live exercise. I remind people that it is a training exercise. If you hear sirens, etc., and there's a lot of activity, and we picked that spot intentionally. You'll see why tomorrow. It'll change some of the bus routes. It might change your drive to work or to school. But avoid the area, and please, a reminder to be patient, and also a reminder that it is a training exercise.
Okay, thanks for the reminder on that. And we chatted with Krista Robinson with Stratford Public Library about Ontario Public Library Week.
My opportunity just to remind people of the importance of local libraries. They do so much more. I was in there yesterday, and all of a sudden I'm talking too loud. Imagine that. And somebody said, no. So anyway, I haven't changed neither as a library. No, the library has changed immensely. The services they offer, and just a huge shout out to our amazing Stratford Public Library with great leadership by Krista Robinson. Just, I'm amazed when I go in and talk to staff and look at the services. Using a baseball terminology right now, we hit way above our weight for a footprint that size in a community this big. It's just amazing, and I remind people to get in and thank. Somebody came in with a lovely, Marguerite Dack, I think it was. Sorry, Marguerite, I just mentioned your name. But get brought in a gift, and it's just to say thank you. And I think sometimes just those small, even the words, thank you, mean so much to staff for what they do on a daily basis. And it's a spot where people go at times with cold and to use internet if they don't have it at home. An organization that is outstanding. It is part of our community fabric. So a shout out to Stratford Public Library on Ontario Public Library Week.
Yeah, where everyone is welcome, Stratford Public Library.
And yes, you go ahead, because I think there's another event coming up that I think everybody's welcome to as well. Am I okay with that?
Well, we're going to get to your T-shirt in just a bit, but let's talk about Communities in Bloom and the Innkeeper's Dinner. You were at those events just recently.
Both events. If we have time, and oh my goodness, I was at a lot of the Communities in Bloom. Shout out to Brad Beatty and Councillor Bonnie Henderson. They were our local leads. I know there's a committee that oversees it, and they bring their expertise, but we need somebody on the ground in Stratford, and we have a great team here, organization, Barb Hacking. The list goes on and on. And I apologize, mention one name and then you forget some others, but a tremendous, I think it was 3 days, but people from around the world, people from across Canada, it was so filled with great speakers, great tours of great facilities, great meals. It was exceptional. And I had tours of City Hall. I was blessed to spend some time with our Irish individuals on Kelly Lane. So big shout out to that event. It showcases Stratford in all its glory. They just couldn't stop talking about the beauty and the services of Stratford. So huge shout out to Brad and Bonnie. Then let's talk about the Stratford Perth Museum. I talked to John Kastner, former manager of who's still doing works with the Anne Frank piece. You know, global, we talk about the Justin Bieber, you know, display and so many great displays where people, you look at that map of on the pins of where people have come from to come to our Stratford Perth Museum to see displays like Anne Frank and the Crailers. There's, you know, local stuff and including Justin Bieber. Wow. And then Kelly McIntosh stepping into the role and putting her own stamp on it. And Saturday night was an indication of that as well. Just a glory. Brent Shackleton was in his glory. There was a few Ringman that had their moments as well. But, you know, another organization that we sometimes take for granted as residents saying, let's get out there. And they go beyond, you know, with the players backstage. And there's so much, you know, when you mention it, there's so much you want to talk about. But once again, the key ingredient to that stew, just like at the library, is that around the staff. And wow, you know, I was just at a celebration of life at the Stratford Perth Museum. And it's just, it's once again, if I could use that, you know, we have a big quilt in Stratford and it's made up of great pieces of fabric. And Stratford Public Library is one of those pieces. Certainly the Stratford Perth Museum. And then just to segue into back to the House of Blessing with the Empty Bowls event, you know, those are all pieces of a fabric in our community. Why people move to Stratford, you know, sometimes people complain about the quality of life and things that are going on in Stratford, but it reminds me that people continue. I had a couple, I was waiting for the third group to come through City Hall from the Communities in Bloom, and there's a couple at the base of the steps, and I said, hey, and they're looking up and they're marveling at the Queen of the Square. I said, you want to come in? And I had about 15 minutes, and there were two people from Toronto saying, you know what, we're here to see some festival, but we're also, this is a beautiful city and we'd love to move. So in spite of all our inadequacies, we still do some pretty good things in this city. And you know, talk about part of the fabric, you look at our local radio, you know, it is part of our fabric, you know, that you embrace all those things that are going on. So I'll end by saying thank you for the time, but thank you to all those organizations that do so many things in our community, but then the residents that support those activities.
Hey, but your t-shirt, Skeletons of Vivian Lyon. Got to do a quick shout out for yes. Skeletons of Vivian Lyon, Melissa McCurley.
Man, I was by there yesterday.
We kept talking about the t-shirt.
The fall fair's back. Yeah. It's been extended on Vivian Lyon. So yes, and once again, an organization that started and now has expanded into the Smiles program. Mm,
yeah,
you know,
Operation
so much Canada. Great things that I'm proud of. And I speak, you know, I spoke to the people from Germany and why they landed in Stratford. It was the quality of life. They could have put a factory anywhere. Mm-hmm. And their owner said, Martin, I'm here because this is a beautiful city.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And check out Skeletons of Vivian Lyon continues this weekend. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie.